happiness, contentment. Virtues make our life better. Let us ponder on our virtues. Virtues for life.
Hello and welcome to Virtues for Life. This is a program about virtues that is a series of conversations with Brahma Kumars and Kumaris from all over the world. Virtues are the foundation of life. A person who develops their spirituality, develops the spiritual dimension of their life, actually adds value to themselves, and it is this that determines how valuable a person really is. The laws of spirituality have told us that personal transformation, personal development is the most powerful way to effect global positive change. And so we are looking at the development of virtues individually and in the context of the larger spectrum of virtue for its own sake. I have in Godlywood studio with me today Gabi Reimann, who is from Germany. Welcome to the program, Gabi.
Hello, Shanti.
Om Shanti. Now, we are looking at the virtue of integrity, which is a very broad virtue, and it's also talking to us about being an integrated individual. So many people, they fragment their identity, their professional self, their gender self, their family self, and sometimes their virtues and values are also very compartmentalized like this, which creates a kind of disintegrated character or fragmented character. Now, Gabi, I know that you have a background of doing you're in government, you work with the Ministry of Education and Science, with human resources, and one of the things that I think is very important in a profession is the position of women. You're a woman, you're a professional woman. How do you manage to keep your integrity as a woman in an environment which demands you to be much more than what otherwise you would have a right to expect?
Well, in fact, as long as I know virtue of meditation, I go in silence and stopping my own thoughts, mm-hmm. and not thinking about what was just done, but before I start the next part of my work. So I do something like we call traffic control.
Mm-hmm. What's that, traffic control?
Traffic control is to stop your own thoughts within a minute. For a minute, not within, for a minute, and go into deep silence so that you, for me it's a good way to not to become too much involved in all the things who are going around me.
Do you find that, as a woman in a profession, you have to be much more competitive than your male counterpart?
Yes, of course. In the Western world, it is. Even my mother told me, if you want to have make your own career, you have to be 150%, when men only have to be 100% or less.
So what does that do to you? Do you feel injustice? Do you feel that you have to compromise your soul in that environment?
No, you don't have to compromise. You have to do always your best. and you have to be always ready, and you have to be very good educated and qualified in these subjects, and also you have to be a very strong person, I would say, on this level.
What's a strong person?
A strong person who is one who is really has really self-respect and who has patience. And strong person is also one who is humble, mm-hmm. and have a determined idea, thought, whatever you call it, you know. Is also combined with the powers we all got, our treasure shop.
What are these powers?
Well, I call it, since I'm studying Vajrayoga meditation, I call it the genetic code.
The genetic code?
Yes.
The genetic code, I like of the yogi.
Yes, it's, you know, we all have our genetic potentials.
Yes.
And the powers are the eight powers we need to develop to have our spiritual life and our and a very satisfied life is our genetic potential.
You talked about being a strong person, and I've seen in the press lately there's a lot of issues about how women who are strong, who have that integrity, they experience an enormous amount of opposition. Why do you think a strong woman would be opposed so much?
Well, you see, in former times, in the past, all positions are given to men. It's very easy to so. And now we have, since we have the right to elect and the right to be equal with men, even in the Western world, we have these rights for equality of men and women, and that they can also take the same job as men.
Although there may
so be, so we take them away from the men. That's why.
So is it that a strong woman causes a problem for men, or what?
Sometimes, if you see, if they are in competition in political places or in elections, we know all this, then of course it's a problem for a man, and the women.
Say in a marriage, if the wife is weak, is that useful for the man?
For the man, yes, but for the woman, maybe not.
Is it really useful for the man to have a weak wife?
You see, the characters of people are different. Mm-hmm. So some like women who do everything for them, so that they can be the strong, the one who takes care and whatever. And on the other side, also there are some men, probably, who wants to have a partner. And this is the difference. If you want to have a partner, you maybe want to be equal to the gender, you know?
Yeah, I think in a relationship, there has to be balance, don't
yeah.
you think? I mean, if I'm weak and you're strong, it's not going to be a very interesting relationship.
No.
If I'm strong and you're
but
strong,
you have to think about that. If you want to have a good relationship, or if you want something else.
That's so, going back to the idea of integrity, if we take a partnership, the male-female partnership, a marriage, that's also a form of integrity. The balance between the man and the woman as the unit of society, isn't it? The foundation
yeah.
unit,
it's
the family, you see. And so if the woman is disempowered, if the woman is weak, what's that going to do to society?
I would say, but, well, I come from this part to support women.
Yes.
I would say then the next generation would be also weak, because the women are educating the children, and they give their values and their virtues to them, not the men are doing this.
You're right. So if the woman is weak and she's teaching the next generation to be weak, that somehow doesn't seem to flow with the aims of the virtue of integrity, which mm-hmm. to me is about strength.
Yeah.
You know, if you talk about the structural integrity of a bridge mm-hmm. that crosses between two mountains, that structural integrity is going to determine whether the people can get across that bridge. So to me, integrity and strength is absolutely going together. Mm-hmm. But in some parts of the world, it is felt that there's no structural integrity if the woman is in a position of power. Mm-hmm. Is that an illusion?
What is the illusion? What
that if the woman is strong,
yeah,
the society cannot maintain its integrity, its structural integrity. The woman has to be weak for the society to have its structural integrity.
I don't think so.
Perception.
I don't think so, that the woman have to be weak. I think the whole human mankind should be strong. To change for every change, because they can only do it together. And if we see what's going on in climate change, and you see all these money disasters, we have to think about to make everybody strong so that there's no lack of anything, because all these calamities came from not being strong and not being valued and not having virtues and not having the ability of change.
So what weaknesses create climate change, economic collapse? What kind of human weaknesses are we talking here?
Our own self. So
the soul itself is weak?
Yes.
So that's a very strong statement. The soul itself is weak. How does
you see,
the soul get strong?
The elements are showing us our inner self.
How?
Through if we do everything in spiritual way of life, full of virtues, full of values, so then we would not have such calamities.
In terms of the climate change,
yeah,
the storms,
yeah, because
the
then everybody would not waste so much things, you know.
When the two components of society, the male, the female, all these different, you know, the dark, the light, all of these different parts are separated from each other, you said, well, we have to do things together, mm-hmm. but okay, you come to football with me. Oh, no, you come to theater with me. How do we find this common meeting point?
Yeah, well, you have to talk what you both of you want.
Now,
so
when people have stopped communicating, how do you repair that breakdown? I tell you, I give an example.
Okay.
You know, we've been hearing a lot about the violence towards women in many parts of the world, the gang rapes and everything. Mm-hmm. And I was reading that some of the men think that if you attack a woman, she will know that you like her. How did that happen?
Yeah. Well, this is for me.
You see how
yeah, this is really war, you know.
It is war, isn't
yeah.
it?
Only, also in all the societies we have, even if we have take United States, China, or whatever.
Yes.
This is the only situation. It is legal to attack a woman, you know, in war.
Oh, yes, that's right.
So if somebody is thinking in this way, this person is in war. So, and how do you, there are victims and winners.
Mm-hmm.
So, but hopefully this is not the society?
Well, we have it to a large extent. So what's the spiritual component that can make a change in that? Or maybe we can talk a little bit about this thought that I work with quite a bit. The soul is genderless.
Yeah.
So then that changes everything.
Yeah. So, but if you know who you really are, the soul, with all these powers, virtues, and the experience to that nothing can touch you really, what is from outside, because you can go inside, you know, it's a different consciousness. If you have your own soul consciousness, or your soul consciousness, then you're not connected with the outer world.
So what is your relationship with the outer world then?
This is body consciousness. This is the wish to speak or to be the winner, you know, always to get your desires fulfilled whenever you want, to get the money you ever can get without thinking about others. But if you're really connected with your soul consciousness, then only you know that you are very neutral and connected with each of you. So when you hurt somebody, you hurt yourself.
This is a very interesting idea, this connectedness with each other, because on the other hand, we're all very individual.
Yeah.
But we are perhaps part of a web of connectedness, or I don't know how you would look at it, but that whatever I do to you is going to come back to me. This reminds me a little bit of the laws of karma.
Yeah.
If I am going to be violent towards you, then
it definitely come back to you, even maybe not in this life, maybe in the next life or whatever, or it comes from the last to the next life.
Now, we live in an environment where it's well known, the laws of karma, well known, but in spite of that, people violate those laws which you can't violate, they're inviolable. What is the disconnect that makes a person do something knowing the consequences, but they do it anyway?
Well, it must be a very, very big lack of respect, self-respect.
Lack of self-respect.
Yeah.
You think this is really the key?
Yeah, this is the roots.
The root. So, lack of self-respect. I think that we need to also have further conversations on this quality of self-respect. But we're getting close to the end of the program. So, I'd like to thank you very much for your valuable insights and ideas. It's been a lovely conversation. Virtues for Life is something that is our treasure, our value, our foundation, and in this program we've been looking at integrity and how to work with the different forms of disintegration and decoupling that is happening in the world around us, and to see how the qualities and powers and virtues, the spiritual side, can actually be an instrument to bring us back to the right path and get us on the right track. So let us ponder on that state of integrity, the state where the soul and body are working together, where men and women are not enemies but complements, complementary, where the two different pairs of opposites can be worked with in a successful way, and then perhaps taking time to feed ourselves, to nourish ourselves spiritually through our soul consciousness. We have to think about ourselves as the inner soul and work on developing our virtues, values, powers and qualities. Thank you for your kind attention to Virtues for Life. Om Shanti.